Well, good morning. Good morning, Impact. Good morning. Good to see those of you that made it out on a 4th of July weekend. I know there's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of, you know, good barbecue and things like that that's probably already start taking place. So glad that you're here prioritizing the Word of God. Are you ready? Say yes. And for those of you online, we say welcome to you as well. They're on Facebook, YouTube, as well as our website. We got some good stuff in store today, and we really want to dig into it. I also want to say, as you're celebrating this Independence Day, and someone say that's a good thing to do. I know there's a lot of sentiments, you know, throughout our country, you know, today of, you know, individuals that take a real strong stance against celebrating the 4th of July. That's certainly every individual's right, but never forget that it's still not a perfect country, but it still has been the absolute best, you know, for providing freedom in where the gospel is concerned and where liberty, life and liberty is concerned in the history of this planet. So you want to be thankful for what God has done and the things he continues to do. Now, for example, just what, 2 weeks ago now, we celebrated for the second time nationally Juneteenth, which was the recognition of the last really kind of slaves in the Texas area, Galveston, Texas area, that had received the news of emancipation, praise God, that they were indeed free. Well, that is a part of the history and heritage of this country. Slavery, bad. Come on now, emancipation, good. Now, whether you know it or not, or don't know it or not, there's still slavery existing across the globe today. So thank God again for the liberty and freedom, you know, that we have. So take time to celebrate and give God thanks over this 4th of July weekend. Also, just want to remind you too about what we mentioned. This Saturday, we are, this is our serve day, so we're going to Feeding South Florida. So if you registered for that, again, the space is limited. So if you didn't register, you can't come out now. But if you're registered, please be sure to be there at 8 o'clock a.m. Wear your favorite Impact, you know, church, you know, shirt or, you know, t-shirt or, you know, polo or something of that nature, hoodie, whatever it is that makes you comfortable. We're going to make an impact and be a blessing on this Saturday. And then if you haven't already, say it with me, register to be water baptized. Absolutely. September the 7th, if you want to get in on this, if you haven't already registered, do so. Myself, Bishop Davis, we're going to be in the pool, you know, conducting, you know, the water baptism. It's going to be a great time. We have licensing and ordination as well as the water baptism. We're going to celebrate big, praise God. So get ready for that. And then would you all do something for me? I just want to wish a very, very wonderful, special couple. They are celebrating 47 years of holy, blessed, wonderful matrimony on today. That would be Daryl and Lucille Jones, praise God. Come on, put your hands together for them. Daryl, Lucille, happy anniversary to you. All the way there in Beckley, West Virginia, 47 years, praise God. That is indeed a blessing. Watch this, not 47 struggling years, but 47 good years in God's grace. So happy anniversary to you all. We love you, and we're declaring, come on now, there's many, many, many more to come as you continue to honor God the way that you do. And then as also you heard, this Wednesday is First Wednesday. Come on, say it, First Wednesday. This Wednesday. So don't miss out. It'll be on all of our, you know, platforms, Facebook, YouTube, as well as our website. Actually, I will not be dealing with the series that you heard during the announcement. Going into something new, I would tell you what it is, but that spoiled the surprise. So you want to be sure to lock in Wednesday at 7 p.m. Praise God. Going to be great. Are you ready for God's word?
Yes.
Come on, are you really ready? Say yes, yes.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Father, so much again for your presence, your love, your power, your peace, your provision. We lean into you now and just trust, Daddy, that you'll make clear unto us all that we need to know, that we may continue to transform more and more into your image, after your likeness, and accomplish all that you've called for us to accomplish. We love you and give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. All right, let's dig into it. I'm excited. I've been, you know, waiting to get here all week. Mark chapter 5, let's begin here again. Jesus dealing with this woman with the issue of blood, as she now has been healed of something that she dealt with for years and years. and really appeared to be hopeless, Jesus says this to her, really in conclusion. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Your suffering is over." Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Your suffering is over. I can say it this way. Son, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Your suffering is over. Faith is a very significant element for every person alive to experience and to walk in. Now, you can't do it outside of a relationship with Jesus. But in that relationship with Jesus, in this covenant with Almighty God, there's this thing called faith. And this thing called faith now brought her a relief to something that she had been dealing with for years, that all the medical professionals said, there's just nothing we can do. Jesus says, listen here, what has changed your whole landscape is the fact that your faith made you well. So now go in shalom. Go in peace. There's nothing missing now. There's nothing broken. There's nothing out of place. Your suffering is over. Come on, that's a good place to live right there. But that's what faith produces for us. And our heart during this whole summer of impact is just to stir your faith once again so that it does exactly what it is it was created to do. Remember that faith is that substance, is that currency, is the conviction that connects you with the promises of God. You know, we used to say it this way, and I still say it this way. You know, faith is this currency now that allows you to do business in the kingdom. So you can go to Publix, and you can get there to the cashier after you got your buggy full of stuff, and you put it all up there, and they just ring in, skidding, they scan in, skidding, and then skidding, and then just like, okay, that's going to be $58.32. Well, I really, really want this. Okay, that's fine. It's $58.32, and I gotta have it. I'm hungry. That's fine. We want you to, you know, to eat. That's $58.32. Well, I don't have the cash. Okay, well, you got a debit card. Come on, you got Apple Pay. You got something? Yeah, something. You have no currency. You can't make the transaction. The kingdom of God functions this way. But faith is that currency. It's not our tears. It's not even just necessarily how bad we want it. A lot of times individuals get confused thinking because I want it really bad equates to having faith in it. No, no. Faith is always anchored in God's word. You have faith for it when you have pulled from what God has said, and what God has said has become who you are. Now, you're functioning in faith. We started off this year talking about the fact that this is a year of miraculous intervention. Say it with me. 2022 is a year of miraculous intervention. So we said, do these three words. Believe for it. Come on, find somebody around you. Say, believe for it. Yeah, believe for it. Miracle, defined by Webster's Dictionary, is a surprising and welcome event that is not explainable by natural or scientific laws and is therefore considered to be the work of a divine agency. And there's a lot of individuals that will rationalize and say, well, there's really no such thing as miracles. Well, I beg to differ. Beg to differ. There are. And there's certainly a divine agency. His name is El Shaddai, Elohim, Jehovah. Come on now, his son Jesus. Come on, Holy Spirit, you know, emanating, you know, from him. There are still miracles that you should expect. Say it with me, I expect a miracle. Intervene means come between so as to prevent or alter a result or course of events. To come between so as to prevent or alter a result or course of events, intervene. So the word of the Lord really here in 2022 again was, this will be a year where God shows up in surprising and welcome ways that cannot be explainable by natural or scientific laws to prevent or alter your planned course of events. Someone say, I'll take that. Come on, say it with some conviction. Say, I'll take that. Absolutely, praise God. That's where you want to have yourself anchored in on, that this is my year of miraculous interventions. It may look like it's going completely south, but I trust God. He's going to turn this thing north any moment. Sudden break here will shift every particular thing. And I believe this is my day for it. Come on, say it with me. This is my day. Yeah, it is. It is your day indeed. So early in the year, for those of you that were here, you will remember, word of the Lord also said this. It says, now that you abide face to face with me, stand boldly and believe me for your life. Believe for continued transformation in your life. Believe for the fullness of my word coming to pass. Believe for every promise I've spoken over you to reign true. Believe for my blessing to make you wealthy. Believe that my stripes make you healed. Believe for supernatural increase in your finances. Believe for your marriage and family to live in shalom before me. Believe for a nation to awaken unto me. Believe for my wisdom to flow freely from your heart and mouth. Believe for promotion and increase in your business and investments. Believe for all your family to be saved before me. Believe no weapon formed against you will prosper. Believe that I am your keeper and will keep you safe. Believe for property, for Impact Church. Believe for divine opportunities and divine connections. Believe for the peace of your city. Believe for your children to be won back to Christ with a fire. Believe that you are the head and not the tail. Believe in your authority that you have power over the enemy and nothing will hurt you. And believe for miraculous interventions peppered throughout the course of your entire 2022. Believe me for it, saith the Lord. Come on, believe for it. Say, I believe it. I receive it. Now let's go. Praise God. Hallelujah. Believe God for it. But now here's where we're going to go today, though, in conjunction with this. It's time to break out of your box. Tell the person around you, say, break out your box. Now, just for clarity, that doesn't mean break out a box, but break out of the box. Break out of your box. Let's set the stage for it by looking at the most extraordinary figure ever, and that is Jesus. Now, Jesus is an extremely controversial figure, extremely, and did a lot of extreme and unconventional things when he walked, you know, this earth. John chapter 6 is where we'll start and look at one example. Verse 48 says, Jesus talking, yes, I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate manna in the wilderness, but they all died. Anyone who eats the bread from heaven, however, will never die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever. And this bread, which I offer so the world may live, is my flesh. Then the people began arguing with each other about what he meant. Come on now, because that sounded crazy. How can this man give us his flesh to eat? They asked. So Jesus said again, I tell you the truth, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you cannot have eternal life within you. But anyone who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise that person at the last day. Whew. This is controversial. So much so, watch this, that people that were dedicated to Jesus left him that day. They were just like, you know what? We thought you kind of had this together. We thought you was the Messiah. We thought, if nothing else, you were an extremely extraordinary, you know, rabbi. But man, you gonna say some nonsense like this? That we need to eat your flesh? We need to drink your blood? That's cannibalism. What in the world are you talking about? And many left. And if you keep reading on, you know, through the rest of the text, there's some that remain, and the 12, they still remain. And Jesus turns to them and says, so y'all going to leave too? And one of the disciples, you know, speaks up and says, you have the words of eternal life. Where are we going to go? Watch this. Just because I don't fully understand everything that you say doesn't mean that I should check out. Man, that's good wisdom right there, and good principle of life to learn how to live by. Just because we may not fully understand everything now that God is saying, that doesn't mean we check out. He says, listen, you're going to have to eat, you know, my flesh. You're going to have to drink my blood. Now, what was he talking about? We understand today he wasn't talking about cannibalism. He was talking about the fact his flesh represented the word of God. Come on now, the flesh was made the word, praise God. The word became flesh. His flesh was representative of the word. He said, come on, you got to eat this word. Come on, the blood was representative and still representative of the redemption of humanity. He says, listen, you don't get redeemed without coming to this blood. So it was a representation. It was a symbolism that he's sharing. But in the midst of sharing it, a lot of people got offended. And they ran off. Because he's controversial that way. Notice this in John chapter 10, verse 30 through 33. The Father and I are one, Jesus said. Once again, the people picked up stones to kill him. Come on now, once again. This was a normal experience where now the people wanted to kill Jesus. Well, one minute they loved him, next minute they wanted to kill him. It says, once again, the people picked up stones to kill him. Jesus said, okay, hold on, hold your rocks. At my Father's direction, I have done many good works. For which one are you going to stone me? He says, I want to know. I have done nothing but good things before you. So now which one of these good works are you getting ready to stone me for? They replied, we're stoning you not for any good work, but for blasphemy. You, a mere man, claim to be God. Oh, this is interesting here. They picked up on something because Jesus was doing it and he was doing it intentionally. Jesus was associating himself with the Father. And as a result, he's equating himself to be the same as the Father. Watch this, the same as God. Now for Jews, that is extremely offensive. That's blasphemous because Judaism is the first kind of world religion to have a monotheistic belief. All of these other nations across the globe, as far as history now has even shown us, have always had this kind of sense of polytheism, believing in multiple gods, the sun god, the moon god, you know, the god of the sea, the mountain god, you know, just gods everywhere. So for Judaism, they come to this thing where they had been introduced to the one and only God. He's God and God alone. There's nobody else. So Jesus shows up and says, okay, I am my Father, I one. And they're just like, who in the world do you think you are to make a claim like that? If you keep reading, Jesus explains to him, says, now you're having an issue with this, but you go back and read your Psalms and you will see what God says, that you are God's. He says, so don't get mad at me because I believe what my Father says and you don't. There's a lot of that, sadly, where God has said, but we believe something different. Well, we kind of rationalize it. Well, he didn't really mean God when he said God. So God didn't know how to say what he mean and mean what he say. That's pretty interesting. But another example of just Jesus being so controversial. So the thing I want you to make sure you lock in on here, right here, is that Jesus is not just some ancient religious figure that we can neatly keep in a box of ideas about what we think morality should be. So a lot of times people look at Jesus like, okay, well, he's just the example of morality, the example of how to live a good life, a holy life. No, he's much more. Yeah, there's an example there, but he's much more, so much more. And as a result, he challenges you and me to think differently, to speak differently, to believe differently, to relate differently. What? Watch this. To believe differently. This is what he challenges us to do. Because he now is of the same essence, the same nature as the Father. And now he's saying, watch this. Because, watch this, listen, you're in the family. You're in the family. You're in the family. See, in the family, In the family, when you have a husband and a wife and they have kids, those kids are what? Little humans. Man and a woman come together, husband and wife, they have kids. They don't have rabbits. They don't have, you know, dogs, cats, whatever the case may be. They reproduce after themselves. See, when you come into the family of God, you now become a reproduction of God. Oh, there's something going on the inside of you that is amazing. It is absolutely amazing. Notice here what the Word of God says in 1 John chapter 5. Because this gives us a little hint about what's going on the inside of us. It said, every God-begotten person conquers the world's ways. The conquering power that brings the world to his knees is our faith. Come on, the conquering power that would bring any situation or circumstance that try to hinder you, that will bring it to his knees, it's your faith. Listen, notice here, John didn't say it's the power of God. He says the conquering power that's overcoming everything, it's your faith. And then he finishes by saying this, the person who wins out over the world's ways is simply the one who believes Jesus is the Son of God. Come on now. This is the one now who overcomes because they have their faith extended in Almighty God. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, you are an unstoppable, let me say it this way. There is an unstoppable, limitless, conquering nature within you. Come on, say it with me. Say, I have an unstoppable, limitless, conquering nature within me. I don't think your neighbor believes it, so tell them, says, listen, neighbor, you have, and I have, an unstoppable, limitless, conquering nature within. So let's act like it. Yeah, let's act like it. But what stops us? I'm glad you asked. Because this brings us to really why we're here today. What do we mean when we say break out of the box? The box represents ideas, thinking, habits, and beliefs that form the boundaries of your life. There's ideas, there's thinking, there's habits, and there's beliefs. And these things form the boundaries of your life and mine. God encourages us to live outside of the box. Mark chapter 11, verse 22. So Jesus answered and said to them, have what? Faith in God. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not, what's that word? Doubt in his heart. But does what? Believes that those things he says or she says will be done, he and she will have whatever they say. Therefore, I say to you, that's the conclusion, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Therefore, I say to you, what things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Jesus is trying to encourage us to live outside of the box. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, just by reading that passage of scripture, your mind put up, you know, some buts. Like, yeah, but. That's what your mind does. Your mind wants to keep you in the box. It's what it's designed, unfortunately, in this state that we're in now, to do. Recognize this. Doubt is limited thinking's attempt to keep you in a box. So when you begin to think about venturing out in something, and then your mind starts telling you, yeah, but if you do this, you might lose, you know, half your money. If you do this, it may not work. This doubt is designed. This limited thinking's designed to try to keep you in the box. Don't you go out there. Don't do it. But on the opposite side of that, what Jesus said is believing. Belief is your faith leading you out of the box. Come on now. Believing is saying, I'm going out into a new territory. See, listen, you will never, ever, and ever accomplish what God has called for you to do in the box. There's going to have to be new territory that's taken. And I'm declaring today there's going to be some folks, praise God, that grabs some new territory, some new land for the kingdom. But you do it out of the box. Doubt, if you entertain it, it's going to keep you in the box. Believing is your faith trying to get engaged to lead you out of the box. Listen, every person on the planet has to deal with some sense of a mental box that limits in some way or another. Every person on the planet, every person, including the one that's speaking to you, including the ones that are listening to me, including the ones that can't hear me, every person. Now, we have some extraordinary cases of individuals that I would say, wow, they do a good job of endeavoring to live out of the box. But if you analyze their life enough, you'll find that there's even some box. There's a box there, too. I think of someone like Elon Musk, you know, one of, if not the wealthiest, you know, person on the planet right now. And I like the thinking. The limitless thinking of, hey, why not go to the moon? I'm gonna create a company, build a rocket ship, and I'm gonna take people to the moon. I like that. That's limitless thinking. You know, just like who says you can't do it? Let's do it. And gets engaged. Obviously, we know about the Teslas, electric cars, and various other things. But there's a thinking now that is constantly trying to push beyond a box. Now, I would submit unto you, you know, where the boundaries of his box really lie is when you start introducing the reality of Christ Jesus to him. And that's where you'll find his boundaries. Steve Harvey. Come on, I like Steve Harvey. Anybody else like Steve? I like Steve. Now, if you know his story, Steve was completely broke at one time and lived in his car for 3 years. You look up now, and it's like he on everything. You know, he did Family Feud, you know, host, you know, he'd have some little show, you know, kids do the most incredible things. You know, I go to YouTube and they pop up there. I'm just like, what is going on? There was a way of thinking that says, no, just because this is what's happened, this doesn't mean I have to stay. I can get out of this box. If I'm going to change my circumstance, I got to change my mind. And that means, watch this, for you and me, we got to get out of the box. You got to stretch. Yeah, you got to stretch, praise God. Yeah, you got to stretch. To break out of your mental box, you must intentionally go beyond where your mind says stop. And refuse to retreat back to your safe box when the storms begin to rage. I'm going to say that again. You should be saying it. To break out of your mental box, you must intentionally go beyond where your mind says stop. At some point, your mind is going to say stop. Come on, if you've done any exercise, come on, you were exercising, you were doing, you know, different things, and you're doing some jumping jacks. It's really not your body. It's your mind that say, okay, that's enough. Your mind be like, okay, let's stop now. At some point, your mind is going to kick in and be like, that's enough. If you're going to break out of the box, though, you got to go beyond that point and refuse to retreat back into it when the storm starts to rage. Because using the exercise example, if you've ever gone beyond that point where your mind starts to say stop, it's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable. But it's also liberating. You also step over into another, you know, level of things. Break out of the box. You know, the technology we have today called invisible fences. You know, they're using, you know, for animals, mainly dogs, where they put a collar around the dog. And based upon radio waves, they set up a perimeter, let's just say for the yard, where the dog can't go beyond. They put these cabling actually underground. So there's a control center that's maybe in the garage, maybe in the house. And it's sending a signal between that collar and those cables in the ground. So every time now that dog comes up to where the cables are, a tone goes off initially. And if he kind of continues to progress, there's like a static correction that, you know, starts to come in. It becomes real intense. So the dog just retreats. The dog quickly retreats. What's going on? They're trying to go outside of their fence, but it gets really uncomfortable. There's a lot of tension. There's a lot of chaos. So what does the dog do? It retreats and gets the peace again, which is really not peace. But they feel better again. See, this is what you and I can't afford to do. Just because it starts to feel uncomfortable on the other side of the box, do not retreat back. Deal with the mental tension and chaos that's there and stand your ground on the other side of the fence. Say, I'm not going back. I don't care how this feels right now. Your mind is screaming. You're not going to make it. What are you doing? You're a fool. I'm not going back. That's breaking out of the box. Jesus was the greatest example of this. You see in Matthew chapter 26. Is this helping anybody? Yes. And it doesn't matter who you are. You can be 15, you can be 50, you can be 100. You got a box you have to deal with. Get out of it. Push out of it. Push out of it. Matthew chapter 26, verse 36 says, then Jesus went with them to a place called Gethsemane. And he told his disciples, sit down here while I go over yonder and pray. And taking with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, he began to show grief and distress of mind and was deeply depressed. Did you hear what it said about Jesus? Come on. He's in the storm. He's in it. Then he said to them, my soul is very sad and deeply grieved so that I am almost dying of sorrow. This is Jesus talking. Stay here and keep awake and keep watch with me. And going a little further, he threw himself upon the ground on his face and prayed, saying, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass away from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, not what I desire, but as you will and desire. What's going on here? Jesus is in a mental storm. He's been living outside of the box. But watch this. As you continue to progress, new boxes form. And he gets to this place now where it's just like, I know what I have to do. And his mind is trying to say, no, don't do it. To the point that he opens up his mouth and says, look, Father, if it's possible, if there's some other plan here. But his faith says, not my will, but yours be done. It's uncomfortable. I'm screaming on the inside, but I refuse to retreat back. I'm going to stay here. And so there's a bit of a war that's going on. But he holds his ground. Watch this. Let me have my three fellas up there. Come on, quick. Come on, let me have one, two, three. Come on, you two, Isaiah. Come on up real quick. Let's take a look at this. Let's take a look at this whole issue of breaking out of the box. Y'all ready to break out the box? Y'all ready to break out the box? Well, come on, let's go. Well, that's good. For all that are wondering, these are resistance bands. Yeah, let's get after it. No, we're not about to work out. But let's see how the box begins to look. So you have cases like this. Here, you come right over here. So now remember, your box is thinking. Come on, you can face that way. Thank you, sir. Come on this way. Come on, it's ideas. Come on, you can face that way. Uh-huh. Let's see. Come, young lady. Mm-hmm. Come on, now. Come on, it's beliefs. Come on, young lady. You come right this way. This way. Switch places with this young lady. There's your box, and then you face them too. So you have this box that you wind up living in mentally. Go stand in the middle of that box. All of us wind up having this kind of foundation, these boundaries there, and they're invisible. Your goal and mine is to perpetually extend ourselves out of the box. And listen, as you step out of the box once, new boundaries will be formed and you have to go again. Life is this journey of constantly extending outside of the box. Now, what we have here is someone that wants to get out of their box. Arms up. Thank you. Come on right there. Hold on to those. So when he tries to go out of the box, hold on tight. When he tries to go out, there's this tension. And the further he goes, the more tension that comes. Huh. Interesting. Let me come on this side. So he comes, there's greater tension. Because the mind is holding on. The mind is saying, no. This is where we live. This is the comfortable place. Stay right here. Faith says, no. We got to go out of the box if we're going to please God. If we're going to accomplish what God has said. We have to get outside of the box. So you have to have the spiritual fortitude and the mental discipline and gumption to say, you know what? I don't care what's holding me. I'm coming out. And you snatch your mind right along with you. Now, once you do that, though, remember what I said. You now have taken new territory. Your mind may want to try to, you know, hold you and take you back in. You have to hold your ground. And the longer you hold your ground here, then the boundaries come up again. And they set up a whole new box. So you can never get comfortable. So you have to have the mindset, okay, wait a minute. You know what? I broke out for new territory. Praise God. Praise God. We got this. We're going. Impact Church of South Florida is moving in 2022. But then a new box will form. So what do? You got to break out again. Go. Snatch your mind right along with you. Hey. Oh. And there go the mind. It went down. The thing that I want you to also see, come on back over here, Jim, is that your spirit and your faith is far bigger and stronger than your mind. Far bigger, far stronger. And if you and I would just simply discipline ourselves to be faith-led, to be kind of faith-charged, we will begin to extend our mind out further and further. And now we are in the process, watch this, of renewing our mind. You're not renewing your mind just because you read a Bible verse. You renew your mind when you can command your mind to line up with the Bible verse and you extend it out to now where God is. Got to break out of the box. Got to get out of there. If you're going to accomplish what God has called you to. Okay, I won't even go that far. If you're going to please God. You don't please God without faith. And this is the workings of faith. You got to snap your mind out of where it once was. You got to demand it to grow with you. Do not allow your mind to control you. demanded to grow with you in faith. This is what you have to see here. Thank you all so much. I think they did a great job. Please put your hands together for them. Glory, glory. Y'all can keep that resistance band. Go work out. Go work out a little bit, you know. Praise God. So we end right here on 2 points. What has God stirred in your heart that you haven't actively gone after in faith? Choosing rather to remain comfortably within your box. What is it? Has it been, you know, the health and strength of your marriage and family? Where you've just kind of settled for dysfunction? You settled, watch this, you settled for the suffering, a life of suffering. You would not allow your faith to take you out any further. And can I just put it plainly? You're afraid to believe and trust God. Is it business? Come on, God's been speaking to you about business for years and start this business, establish this corporation, and your mind keeps talking you out of it. Step out. Snatch your mind out of the box. Maybe it's just going off to college. And maybe somebody told you, well, you're not really college material. I curse that in Jesus' name. You can go anywhere and flourish anywhere and grow anywhere because of the Spirit of God that's in you. Go. Go do it. Maybe it's going back to school, like how I did, and many others. I know our coach over, you know, our outreach, you know, he went back to school, you know, actually some years ago, and then took on a whole new profession, started teaching and various other things. Love it. Come on. It's never too late. And you may be thinking, if I'd have done it 20 years ago, maybe so. Do it now. It's not too late. See, that's your mind trying to keep you in the box. It's that limited thinking. What is it that God's put into your heart? Come on now, about writing plays, writing books. Come on, writing screenplays. What? Why haven't you done it? Oh, it's quiet in the house of God. Come on now. It's been promotion available there on your job for umpteenth years. You're the most qualified person in the corporation, but you won't apply for the promotion. Well, they won't accept me, but I don't have the educational level that's actually required for the position. So what? So what? You got a covenant with God. Believe for it. Come on, become a landlord. Come on, buy some properties. Come on, buy some houses. Buy some duplexes. Buy some apartment buildings. Why not? Because your mind says you can't? Because God says you can. Believe for it. Come on, buy a restaurant. Buy a grocery store chain. Why not? Come on. There's this unstoppable, limitless, conquering force that's on the inside. Come on, believe for it. Come on, run. How about this? Why don't you run for office if that's what God told you to do? Become the mayor of your city. Become a city commissioner in your town. Become a state representative. Become a state senator. Hey, run for governor. Be president. Again, things that God has put into your heart. Come on now, you got a heart for women? Set up a refuge for women. What you waiting for? What you waiting for? Listen, it shouldn't be a dream all of our lives. And I'm not just talking to you, I'm talking to me too. There's things I know the Spirit of God has said to me, and I'm just like, okay, wait a minute. That shouldn't still be in the dream state. So I had to just be honest with myself. I'm in a box. I got to get my mind out of that. I got to proceed further. Come on, travel the world. Why not? Go see some places. Who said you can't? It wasn't God. Or, like what I mentioned, like my man Elon Musk, go to the moon. You know, you can get a ticket to go to the moon. They have some domestic trips, you know, that they are, you know, are working. You can go out into space. Why not? Who said you can't? It wasn't God. Break out of the box. Remember again what the Word of God says in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 12. We end right here. Unrelenting disappointment makes the heart sick, but a sudden good break turn life around. But I'm going to tell you something. That sudden good break is going to happen on the other side of your fence, outside of your box. Believe for it. Step out there and stay out there. Father, help us in this moment to believe like you believe. Help us not just simply to have hopeful, wishful thinking, but to meditate and settle in your word to receive your promises and then to act on them. Thank you, Father, now we believe you to reveal unto us more from your word and from your spirit. And our commitment unto you today, sir, is that we'll believe you for it. We will not allow our mind to talk us out of your promise. We understand what doubt is trying to do. It's trying to keep us in the box. But we decide that we will believe you, sir. And we know that's our faith leading us right outside of the box. So thank you for it, Father, today, your word unto us. May we be encouraged by it. May we look for ways now to act on it right away, so that we can progress further with you. Because ultimately, Daddy, all we want to do is to be pleasing to you. And without faith, it's impossible to do that. So we love you, sir. We honor you and give you thanks. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen. Amen. Please keep your heads bowed just for a moment. Listen closely. You never made a decision to come in relationship with God. You heard me say earlier that faith comes in relationship with God. You don't have faith outside of relationship with God. Sometimes people will try to say, well, you know, faith is just like, you know, sitting down in a chair and believing that the chair was there. Well, yeah, you believe that it was there, but faith is something that's always tied to covenant and tied to God's word. That's faith. You don't get that outside of relationship. You can read the Bible and you can study the Bible and you can read books about the Bible, but if you don't have relationship with the King of the Bible, then faith does not develop. So I want to introduce you to the greatest of all time and his son, Jesus, who lived, died, and rose for you. So while heads are bowed, eyes are closed in prayer, if that's you, you've never stepped into a relationship with him, let me pray for you. Let me pray with you. Do this for me, whether you're present or whether you're at home, while heads are bowed and eyes are closed. If you desire my prayers, would you just lift up one hand under heaven? You say, yeah, would you pray for me? I want to step into a relationship with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Come on, lift it up high. Yeah, even at home. I can't see you, but your good Father can. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's amazing, and he absolutely loves you. Let's do this. Everyone lift up two hands under heaven. This is where our help comes from. And in faith, make this confession with me. Dear Father, thank you again for your amazing love unto me that you've shown in giving to me your son, Jesus, who lived for me, who died for me, and who rose for me. Today, Jesus, I embrace you as my master, my savior, my Lord, my King, my everything. I surrender all, and I love you. Thank you now for making me your own. Amen. Amen. And amen. Thank you, Lord God. Come on, somebody just help me rejoice right here. Father, we honor you. We love you. We thank you, Lord God, for the privilege of being in relationship with you. Listen, if you prayed that prayer with us out of the sincerity of your heart for the very first time, you are a part of God's family. God loves you with an amazing love. And here's the thing that I love about it, that when you come into the family of God, God doesn't have any favorite children because we're all his favorites. He loves us all. So whether you just shown up today or you showed up, you know, in the family 25 years ago, God says, I love both of you just the same. Both of you are my favorites. So enjoy this relationship today. Listen, if you are online and you prayed that prayer with us, this is what I need for you to do for me. You'll see coming up on the screen a number where you can text the word decided to, so that we can just pray for you, we can rejoice with you, and we're going to send you a link to a devotion so that you can begin a journey starting today of great victory in your life. Remember, you have this unstoppable, limitless, conquering force living on the inside of you. You have to feed it, though. Feed it God's word. Feed it fellowship with God. Feed it fellowship with others who have a heart for God. Feed it with time in God's presence. Feed it. So get a hold of that devotional, and as you do so, believe it will be a tremendous blessing in your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Someone say it with me. I believe for it. I believe for it. Come on, come on. Say it strong. Say, I believe for it. I believe for it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God.